Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. I'll try to do better than yesterday. Sunday, my dad turns 103. I haven't seen him in a few years. I did find an interesting point that, you know, there's this veneration of Zelensky, you know, and his big appearance before Congress and whatnot. You may remember not too long ago, there was a veneration of Guaido from Venezuela. And apparently even his party removed him. As of, I think, today or yesterday, whatnot. So it's kind of like, I wonder if we're going to see the same thing happens again. You know, because he did show up at a State of the Union address, I think it was, and he was just in the audience. But I mean, it's you know, if the U.S. You know, look what happened to the leaders that we promoted in Afghanistan. They left with a lot of money, you know. And of course, Zelensky does have his own very large home in Florida. You know, he's become a billionaire. So I think he'll be okay, unless, of course, he's assassinated first. But I did watch the Social Security videos that I mentioned yesterday as I was winding down last night. And may I suggest... They're very much worthy of, the first two at least were scripted. So, you know, it has that clumsy, delivery, but I suggest the content is solid. I did spend like 3 hours today writing one email. This was to the gentleman who is planning to go to Ukraine. And I ask Chris, since he knows him, if he'd be willing to hear from me, and he said yes. So I sent the email, and I haven't got a response at this point, but 3 pages long, and it took a while. And, you know, because it was a serious concern. And so, you know, I was wondering in my dialogue with Chris, did I waste my time? Did I do something? You know, what was in the back of my mind is the watchman from Ezekiel 3 and 33. And I even mentioned it in the email. So one of the things we were talking about today was anxiety. And, you know, there's a couple of popular verses, but the one that Chris referred to was... you know, 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. So, okay, we saw that. And so let's read that chapter. There are times when you feel the Lord says, let me orchestrate something. And, you know, talk about something that was so relevant, it was ridiculous. So, you know, it starts with, so I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and witness to the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is being revealed, shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. So just looking at that, exercising oversight, episcopeo, where we get, obviously, it's the verb form of an episkopos, or episcope, which is the adjective, episkopos is the noun, episcopeo is verb, because the others are episkeptomai. But again, it's a duty, not an office. And I think you see this here quite clearly, because exercising your office? No, exercising, well, oversight is where they it's translated in the ESV and in the, just curiosity, in the LSV. Overseeing, not by compulsion, but willingly. But, you know, you know, because epi, over, and scopos, to visit, to dig into, to examine. And which is, you know, scopos, the watchman. So it's kind of like, you know, I felt I was doing the duty of a watchman, and then, of course, we have this. But there's another aspect of it, because even in my email, because I had it partially written before the call, I was actually reviewing it. And, you know, I said this was kind of offered, but no imposition. Neither exercising lordship over the heritages, that's the LSV, or the ESV was, and not domineering over those in your charge. And, you know, not domineering, kata curio, overlord. What is Genesis 1:28? We're called, commanded to be the kata curio, the overlord over the earth, plants, and animals, but not over another man. This is consistent. Not domineering, not being the overlord. You know, because I make the argument, we're called to be the overlord over the earth, plants, and animals, but not over another man. And you see that echoed in Matthew 20. You see it echoed right here. And it's kind of like, oh. You know, and it just... well, one, I felt a confirmation that what I did in spending all that time was appropriate. But it was a lot of time. Anyway. But, you know, and when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Okay, you who are younger. This is the neophytes, literally. Subject to the presbyteros. Not the office, but younger people subject to older people. Let's see what the LSV says here. In like matter, you young ones be subject to elders and subjecting yourselves to one another. You know, again, and the idea of subjecting is literally the idea of putting yourself under. You know, because we're, you know, that idea of being over or under is repeatedly used in the idea of authority and so forth. And when we humble ourselves, we put ourselves at somebody's, you know, under or at their feet or things of that nature. The various words, it's that idea of, you know, into we're called to put ourselves under. We're never called to take a lead position. You know, it's that's so often. Anyway, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you. Oh, well, okay. Likewise, younger ones, subject to the elders, clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another, for God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble. Again, this is placing, you know, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. You know, and this is the same word that, you know, when I say be watchful, stand firm in the faith, be strong, act like men, let all that you do be done in love. The 1 Corinthians 16, same idea. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Resist him. Firm in your faith, knowing that the same kind of sufferings are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. What were we talking about? People in Ukraine. And, you know, the important thing is there are followers of Christ. Now, I think we can say with confidence there are the elect in the Ukrainian culture of Ukraine, in the Russian culture of Ukraine, and the Polish culture of Ukraine, which is on the Western side, which is more and more becoming an issue. Because, you know, and a lot of that was, you may recall, the one missile that was fired from Ukraine into Poland. And, oh, it was an accident kind of thing. You know, because there's lots of stuff about that. But, and of course, there was the one gentleman who, through whatever connections, got a some kind of missile or something of that nature into a police station, and it blew up. Which is kind of like, so, I mean, there are connections and there's tension because the western part of Ukraine, especially like the city of Lviv, is Polish. Anyway. So there's tension there. But again, culturally Polish, culturally Ukrainian, culturally Russian, within that community is the elect. Are they having trouble there? I think so. Resist him, for stand firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of sufferings are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. I really think that was very relevant. After you've suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has been called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. And, you know, a subtle point, the dominion, the Kratos. To him, Christ alone, is the strength, the dominion. Kratos. Not the people having the strength or the dominion. Christ alone has the dominion. The Kratos. Not by Christ, not by the people, the demos. The demos having Kratos. Democracy. Not there. Christ is our one and only person of strength, the person who leads, the person who, anyway, the person who is first, the Archy. He is the, you know, so that's why he's the King of, you know, again, he's the King of Kings, the Basileia. He is the Lord of Lords, Kurios. And, but he's not the God of gods, not the Theos of Theos, because there is no other God. There are other kings, there are other leaders, rulers, and lords, but there's only one God. And all of the other kings and lords and, you know, rulers and all these things are still subject to him. Which, you know, again, I think this stuff is important. And it, there's that completeness there. But anyway, I spent 3 hours writing an email today. Writing an email to a guy. And I don't know if he's going to get it. You know, I gave history. I mean, back to Soviet Union times. Talked about slavery, deception, and scams. And, you know, it could be, and I did use things like, you know, what is part of the objective of a lot of this, you know, throw in your lot among us, Proverbs 1. I'm really concerned. And the big, you know, I'm twisting and turning because my guess is he is going to go. And if all is well and he comes back, then I will be assumed that I just sensationalized. If something happens, minor or major, especially relevant to what I warned, I do have that thing, you know, from Ezekiel, your blood is on your own head now, because I warned you. But that doesn't matter. Because the real issue is, if something happens, that's a person I know. And it really, it weighs on me. I don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, I'm very much aware of the sensationalism. I'm also very much aware of the reality. And so many of the tragedies. I know so many people who have been used, scammed. Anyway, my dad's birthday is Sunday, 103. Looks good for his age. obviously, he had me late in life. I guess he would have been 36 or so when he had me. Of course, I had kids in my 40s, but, you know. No, wait a minute. Walter's 11. So I had a kid at 55. Anyway, excuse me, Zadok is 11. And I haven't seen him in over 10 years. He's my son. You know, and I love him. I didn't know anything about him. He's my son. You know what it does to a man? You know, again, the thing I wrote to the Roman Catholic group. Yes, I have 9 kids walking the earth. And haven't seen any of those footsteps, basically in 10 years. I've been ripped apart. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. It's my hope. My lady, my wife, I care for you too. You know, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church or the assembly, because he cares for you. I'm called to care for my wife. My lady, I love you. I'm trying to care for you. I will not turn from you. I love you and I want you back.